Today on Gardening in a Minute, Garden Railroads. Garden railroads combine two popular hobbies, gardening and model railroads. They provide fun for the entire family. Everyone can tend the garden, operate the trains, or build structures to go in the train garden. Structures can include train stations, houses, and bridges, and can be built from scratch or with kits. Even water elements can be incorporated into the miniature landscape. If you'd like to create a garden railroad, look for trains, train tracks, and other components designed specifically for outdoor use. A garden railroad can be customized to the owner's taste, making each unique. It's common to create one based on a theme, such as a desert or mountainscape. Depending on your theme, you can add plants such as succulents, bonsai, or dwarf conifers. For more information about garden railroads and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, saving energy in the landscape. Summers in Florida are inevitably hot, but it may surprise you to learn that your landscape can affect the temperature of your home. With careful planning and design, you too can go green and create an energy-saving landscape. Pay attention to which walls and windows in your house get the most light. Shading the house with trees can lower indoor temperatures dramatically, reducing the amount of money you have to spend to keep your house cool in the summer. In general, small or medium-sized trees work best for shading the walls of your house. Trees that are taller than about 30 feet when mature should be planted farther from the house to prevent limbs from overhanging your roof, a potential safety hazard during hurricanes and other storms. For more information about saving energy in the landscape and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cool season vegetables. Fall is a popular time to plant vegetables, and there are lots of choices for your veggie garden. It's the season for greens of all sorts. Sow your edible landscape with mustard greens, spinach, lettuce, kale, collard greens, and cabbage. All of these vegetables are high in vitamins A and C, and many also contain high levels of important nutrients, such as calcium and iron. Other cool season vegetables include cauliflower, broccoli, carrots, celery, radishes, and potatoes. Because the sun dips more to the south in winter, you may need to relocate your garden to a sunnier part of your yard. Many cool season crops can be planted multiple times throughout the growing season, providing an extended harvest. So give your garden TLC and enjoy the fruits of your labor. For more information about cool season vegetables, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, gardening for autumn color. Autumn is a time of beautiful warm colors that brighten the landscape before the grays and browns of winter take over. Changing temperature, day length, and plant pigments all combine to create the colors of fall. When choosing plants for the fall landscape, select a few accent plants with interesting color. Certain annuals, such as petunias, pansies, and snapdragons, will bloom in the next few months. Perennials that color the fall include salvia, firespike, and chrysanthemum. Plants that produce berries, such as the American Beauty berry and holly, will brighten your landscape and attract hungry migrating birds. Trees whose leaves provide lovely autumn color include crepe myrtle, dogwood, hickory, and maple. Enliven your landscape with the colors of fall. For more information about gardening for autumn color, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, overseeding your lawn for the winter. Would you like your lawn to look green for the winter? Try overseeding. It's when you plant a temporary grass to provide a green lawn all winter. North and Central Florida lawns are good candidates for overseeding. South Florida lawns won't need it, as they typically stay green all year. Ryegrass is popular for overseeding because of its fast growth and low cost. Ryegrass should be sown once daytime highs have fallen to the low to mid-70s. Rake the grass to remove all debris, then mow the lawn before sowing your seed. You'll need to water your overseeded lawn frequently until it has germinated. Once the winter lawn is established, it'll require normal maintenance. Grasses used for overseeding will not survive once temperatures rise in the spring. For more information on overseeding and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.